bagging up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. When author Ian Van Tiel thinks about vibrations, it's not termites he's hearing. It's the Beach Boys, or Elvis, or maybe Donna Summer. Van Tiel says he can determine the course of your life by looking at which pop star was number one on the Billboard charts the day you were born. His new book is Popstrology, the Art and Science of Reading the Pop Stars. Ian Van Tiel joins us from New York. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. Well, I don't know. You can tell me in a minute. Let's start with a demonstration here. Can I give you my birth date? And
if you're willing to do that.
Yeah, I was born May 18th. 1966, which, looking up in your book, makes me a child of the mamas and the papas who were number one with Monday, Monday.
Monday, Monday.
The mamas and the papas, in pop astrological terms, are referred to as your birth star. Your birth song is Monday, Monday, and each of these has a sort of unique influence in your life. But if we really wanted to do a sort of a complete and responsible reading of you, we'd probably start even at a higher level, which is to say, first of all, that you're born in 1966. 1966 is what's known in pop astrological circles as the third year of the Beatles. That is to say that this is a year that was dominated in pop astrological terms by the Beatles. In this particular year, I look at this and I see strong career implications. The Beatles, pop astrologically, kind of stand as the patron saints of careerism to begin with. We're talking about kind of the first pop act that came along and said, maybe this isn't all just about meeting girls, right? Maybe this is actually art. Maybe we can take this deeply seriously and be taken as seriously by the public. The opposing star, that is to say, the star also active in the pop universe at this time, who represented perhaps the antithesis of the dominant star, the opposing star is the Monkees, the least legitimate, perhaps, star in the pop universe. There's probably, in your case or anyone else with your same pop astrological profile, deep feelings of inadequacy, perhaps, wondering whether you're in fact the real thing, despite the fact that you've got this strong influence pushing you forward to put your career front and center. And the only other thing I'd mention is that for the year 1966, the wild card star, that star which exerted the most strange influence on the micro generation, was a pop star named Staff Sergeant Barry Sadler. Do you know about him?
I do not.
Yeah, Staff Sergeant Barry Sadler was an actual Green Beret, served in Vietnam. Came back with a punji stick injury and scored a number one hit with a song called The Ballad of the Green Berets.
100 men will test today, but only three win the Green Beret.
So there's this strange militaristic thread that's there influencing those born in this year, but how that influence manifests is going to really vary from case by case. All I would guess is that in your case, I would be surprised if it didn't play some critical role in your career, or at
spend
least in
a
your personal
covering war and or peace.
Fascinating.
So that's general. How detailed do you get? And please don't feel compelled to use me as a continuing example here. What kind of detail can you tell people about their personality traits and relationships and true destiny?
If you were to sit back and wonder what is it that influences us, what is it that possibly influences us at birth? If you could possibly believe in astrology, if you could believe that Jupiter and Saturn and these distant planets could influence you, how could you almost not believe that if you were born at a moment in, say, January of 1964, when the Beatles descend on America and the entire country goes bonkers for them, that the vibrations present in the air at that moment couldn't perhaps exert a more profound influence on you? So what I'm saying with pop astrology is that at the moment of your birth, there were powerful forces in place.
So one could, this calls to mind sociology, anthropology in some sense.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people will compare pop astrology to astrology, but yeah, there's an element of sociology, psychology. A good example, perhaps, if I talk about myself. I'm born just a little bit less than a year after you. I'm born in 1967, but what a profound difference it makes, because you were born in the third year of the Beatles, where the opposing star was the Monkees. I, on the other hand, was born in 1967, the year of the Monkees, and not just the year of the Monkees, but I'm directly born under the influence of the Monkees.
Oh, dear, does that mean you feel inadequate all the time?
Well, let's talk about that, right? I'm what's called a double monkey in pop astrological terms. I'm born in January of 1967. The number one song at the moment of my birth was I'm a Believer. You know, here you've got America elevating the Monkees to the same position as it, you know, just a few weeks earlier elevated the Beatles. America saying that, as far as we're concerned, the made-for-TV knockoff of the Beatles is just as enjoyable on some level as the Beatles. And there's nothing wrong with that. But if I'm born at that moment, is it not surprising that, you know, questions of legitimacy are probably going to be incredibly important in my own life? But I'll leave it to others to decide whether legitimacy is, you know, something that you'd, you know, a label that you'd pin on me.
I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried.
Now, do people get upset with you if their birth star is something silly? If there's a terrible song that was number one when they were born?
Well, I'm sure you know the answer to that is yes. And I think that's because pop music is so critical in our identity development. Of course, pop astrology is doing something perhaps upsetting, which is saying that the influence of pop music began long before you exercised any choice in the matter. And so, yeah, sure, for every person who, you know, I meet who I tell them that they're born under the influence of Milli Vanilli, they want to throw themselves off a bridge. I mean, it's not at all surprising, but of course there's plenty of good reasons not to do that.
So how does pop astrology influence actual pop stars? Britney Spears.
Pop stars are people. Britney Spears is a real person, of course. So while she is this thing we call Britney Spears today, if you want to understand maybe why she's that thing, it is interesting to look back at her own birth. Britney Spears is a child of Olivia Newton-John. She's born in 1981, but she's not just any child of Olivia Newton-John. She's born under the influence of the number one song, Physical. So let's sort of think about Olivia Newton-John.
It's all clear now.
Well, right. If you think about Olivia Newton-John, what did she represent kind of up to that point? She was this, you know, radiant Australian good girl singing Please, Mr. Please and Have You Never Been Mellow. And then all of a sudden, one day in 1981, if you were a 14-year-old boy like me, you might have flipped on the television set and seen this unrecognizable creature, you know, cavorting around in a leotard and singing about getting horizontal. And the psychic energy of me and every other 14-year-old boy looking at that... couldn't have helped but influence those born at that moment. And so, you know, out comes Britney in that moment. So, pop astrologically, we look at Olivia Newton-John and we see her as the sort of patron saint of good girls playing at being bad, perhaps more than actually being bad. And interestingly, she's also the birth star of the Bush twins.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Ian Van Tile is the author of Pop Astrology, The Art and Science of Reading the Pop Stars. To find out more about your birth stars, go to our website, npr.org. And that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jennifer Ludden.